Bobby Darin, who brought him to New York and hired him as a staff writer for Darin's publishing company at the Brill Building. So Roger's got a connection back to that edifice and to that whole style and school of songwriting. And maybe we can get him to talk a little bit about that. While he was working as a staff writer, he supplemented his meager writing income by performing at folk clubs down here in the Village. Now, when the Beatles exploded on the scene in 1964, Roger started to...